This is NPR's Life in Berlin. We're back with Steve Sabella, a visual artist based here in Berlin. His new memoir describes living and working as a Palestinian in exile and details, as he says, the condition of mental exile. He joins us in the studio to read from his book, The Parachute Paradox. Here's the prologue, which gives the book its title.
Up in the air, I traveled to the time I went skydiving in Haifa. On the tarmac, the plane looked like it hadn't flown since the 1967 war. After takeoff, the engine roared as if it could fail any second, shaking wildly as it reached the sky. When the time came, I unbuckled my seatbelt and leaned out of the open door against a strong wind. Without much thought, I did it. I let go. I was flying in the air. I felt light, less burdened by what was happening below. I felt identityless, free from all the labels and classifications, free from all the racism and discrimination, free from the Israeli occupation I was born into. But I didn't open the parachute. I was in a tandem jump attached to an Israeli. Over the years, I have come to see this situation in the air as a metaphor for what it means to be a Palestinian living under Israeli occupation. Life under occupation is like the reality of a Palestinian attached to an Israeli in a tandem jump. There is an Israeli on the back of every Palestinian, controlling all aspects of life. The Israeli is always in control. This impossible reality places the Palestinian under constant threat in a never-ending hostage situation. Thank you.
The narrative is broken up a bit, so it's not like a memoir where you begin at the beginning and then you end at the end. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, I see the memoir genre is a very creative field. It's full of imagination. I mean, it's a window into somebody's life, so the writer can decide how to start the view. Basically, it's fragmented, and I tried to mirror the style of my collages, and this is what I did. I started to write in fragments and then put them together, fragment here, fragment there, until story shaped itself. The thing is, you see, I'm not a writer. I'm an artist who wrote a book. So what do I know about writing? In my collages, I understood certain concepts. For example, no center point. Elimination. You know, go to the essence very quickly. You know, my collages are stripped to their essence. You don't see visual clutter. So in the text, I took every single word, comma, whatever it is that didn't serve a purpose. It's lean, clean, and to the point.
The language of Sabella's The Parachute Paradox might be clean and lean, but the message of personal and artistic liberation is expansive. The book is available in English and will come out in an Arabic translation this year. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.